So let's review. The Mishnah continues to discuss halachas that are based on raglayim ladavar, a proof from a preceding event. Zok the Mishnah, b'shiva drachim beit kines azav, actually niskak laziva. A person who discharges ziva because of external factors, referred to as ba'inis, does not become tamei bazav, because the pasuk that refers to azav states, ish ish kiyi azav mibsari zayvai tameihu. The word mibsari is superfluous, which excludes v'loy machmas einsai. He only becomes tamei bazav naturally, not through an einis. Therefore, a person who was not tamei bazav yet, and he discharged ziva, must be examined for seven occurrences that can cause a ziva ba'inis. He is checked for b'meichel, u'b'mishta, certain foods or excessive eating or drinking, b'masa, and if he carried a load, u'b'kvitz, if he jumped, u'b'chayli, if he was sick, and u'b'mara, u'b'hir, because of some sight or thought. However, mishanizkak l'ziva, ein b'ayit k'naisai, a person who was already tamei bazav and discharged ziva, is not examined for an einis, because einsai, or sveikai, v'shech bazarai, tmeim, sharaglayim l'daber. He becomes tamei even ba'inis, and a questionable ziva and his shech bazarai are tamei as well, because his prior re'iyas that were not ba'inis are proof that this re'iyah was not ba'inis either. The Gemara elaborates with a machlekes Reb Eliezer v'chacham. As the Rosh explains, they both agree that there is no chiv bedika for re'iyah rishayna, the initial discharge of ziva, because there is a hekesh of re'iyah rishayna to a Baal Keri who is metame even ba'inis. And they both agree that there is a chiv bedika for re'iyah shniya, because re'iyah shniya is not metame ba'inis, as explained before, mebisaray v'le machmas einsay. They disagree only to whether there is a chiv bedika for re'iyah shlishis, which is based on the question as to whether re'iyah shlishis is metame ba'inis or not. Reb Eliezer holds b'shlishis b'it k'naisay, because it is not metame ba'inis. While the Chachamim hold b'shlishis ein b'it k'naisay, because it is metame ba'inis. And the Machlekes is based on the pasuk regarding Zav, which states, V'azav is zayvul azachar v'lanakeva. Azav is compared to a woman who is metame b'ziva even ba'inis. Reb Eliezer holds that azav is compared only in re'i revius because darish esim. The word es is superfluous, in which the four words v'azav is zayvul azachar refers to revius. Therefore, revius metame ba'inis. However, shlishis ain't a metame ba'inis. The Chacham hold that a Zav is compared in Re'iyah Shlishis, because Loi Darshi Esim, the word S is not superfluous, in which the three remaining words, Vazav, Zav, Lazach, are referred to Shlishis, therefore Afila Shlishis, Mitama Bo'inis. The Gemara now discusses the Mishnah's Halacha, that Mishaniskik L'Tumah, Shech Vazari Tumeya. The Gemara explains that this must refer to Tumas Masa, a Tumah through carrying, and the Mishnah concurs with the opinion that Shech Vazari Shal Zav, Mitama B'masa. The Shech Bezerah of a Zav is Metama even B'masa, while the Shech Bezerah of a Tar person is Metama only B'maga through contact, but not B'masa. As the Brisa states, Shech Bezerah Shel Zav Metama B'masa, Kol Me'es Leis. A Zav's Shech Bezerah is Metama B'masa if it was discharged within 24 hours of a prior Ziva. Reb Yosi disagrees and says, Yemai, it is only Metama B'masa if it was discharged on the same day of a prior Ziva. Therefore, the Mishnah is understood as follows. Actually, niskak l'ziva ain't a metama b'masa. The carry is not metama b'masa because he is not a zav yet. However, mishnah niskak l'ziva, metama b'masa, the carry is metama b'masa because he is a zav already. The Gemara earlier cites another brisa in which other Tanoim disagree with this opinion. Reb Eliezer holds, shech v'zari shel zav ain't a metama b'masa, while Reb Yeshua says, metama b'masa. A Zav's Shech Vazerah is always Metama B'masa because there is always a small amount of Ziva mixed in with the Shech Vazerah. However, Yeshua does agree with Reb Eliezer in theory that Shech Vazerah that is alone would not be Metama B'masa. The Gemara also cites another explanation of the Mishnah that Shech Vazari Temeya does not refer to Tumas Masa but rather refers to Telemba. If a person first discharges Keri, and afterward, ziva, is the ziva considered tamei or not? And the Mishnah is understood as follows. Actually, niskak l'ziva ain't a tamei. If before re'iyah shniya, he is roya keri, and then a ziva, he does not become a zav because aydi chul shehu d'chaza. He was roya ziva only because he was weakened from the preceding keri. Therefore, the ziva is considered ba'inis. However, mishnah niskak l'ziva tamei, If after Re'iyah Shniyah, while the Zav was during Shiva's Nikiyim, the 7 days that must be clean, he is Roy Keri and then a Ziva, the Ziva is Tame and he is Saisi Minyane, loses the count, because there is Raglayim Ladava from the preceding Re'iyahs that the Ziva was not Be'yoinis. However, Rava concludes that this is not so. There is no difference between Niskak L'Ziva and Loi Niskak L'Ziva. In all cases, Einoi Tame, he is not Saisi Minyane, because as Taisis explains, Gzeres HaKasifo. The Mishnah concludes with Hamake Es Chavere V'amdu L'Misam V'hokam Masha Hoyo La'ach Mekan Hichbet V'meis Chayef. Someone hit another person, and the victim was first diagnosed to die, but his condition improved. Afterward, it worsened until he died. The Tanna Kamma holds that the Maka, the attacker, is liable for the Mukka's death. Rambam disagrees and says Pater Sherek Laim L'Davar. He is not liable because the fact that his condition improved is proof that the blow did not cause his death. Zak the Mishnah, Nazir Hayishmul Kedivri Ibn Haroi. Naroi says that Shmuel HaNavi was a Nazir, as the Pasuk that refers to Shmuel states, Umayra lo yala roishai, Nema b'Shimshin Umayra, b'Nema b'Shmuel Umayra. The Pasuk uses the word Umayra for both Shimshin and Shmuel to teach that Ma Umayra ha'mur b'Shimshin Nazir, Av Umayra mur b'Shmuel Nazir. Just as with Shimshin, the word Umayra refers to a Nazir, so too regarding Shmuel, the word Umayra refers to a Nazir. Amr b'Yesi, v'aloi ein Umayra elo shel basav adam. Rabbi Yossi asked Reb Naroi, doesn't the word Meir refer to fear of a person? Reb Naroi responds, V'alekvar nema v'yemir Shmuel eich eilich v'sham ashol v'hargeni. Shekvar hoyolav Meir shel basav adam. The Pasuk already mentions that Shmuel was fearful of Shol. Therefore the Pasuk repeats Meir only to teach us that Shmuel was a Nazar. The Gemara mentions yet another statement of Reb Naroi in the following braisa. Rav Yossi says, a person who answers Amen on a bracha is greater than the one who recited the bracha. Rav Naroi told him, Hashemayim kachu teida, shahari gulu yarim mizgarin b'mochama ugibayir naitzchen. This is definitely so, as we can prove from warfare, in which the soldiers fight the actual battle, yet credit is only given to the warriors who finish the war. The Gemara cites a braisa which disagrees and states, both the one who recites the bracha and the one who answers Amen are entitled to schar, a reward. However, the Mevarach receives his schar before the Eino Amen, obviously because Godel HaMevarach. Our Masechta concludes with the well-known statement of Amr Balaza Amr B'chanina. Tamidi Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'ilam Shnema V'chol B'naich Lemudi Hashem V'rav Shaloim B'naich Hanulach Hakutim Ein Lehem Naziris, Vaslikala, Masechtas Nazir, and Bargashim completed the 9th parak, and Masechtas Nazir, and we'll begin Masechtas Saita in the next year, Be'ezras Hashem.